In this bulletin, the Nationals leader defends the decision of embattled MP Andrew Broad to remain in Parliament, and the federal government defends against claims it is out of touch on energy and climate policy. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Nationals leader Michael McCormack has defended the decision of MP Andrew Broad to remain in Parliament despite becoming embroiled in a sex scandal. Mr Broad has decided not to recontest his Victorian seat of Mallee following revelations the married MP travelled on taxpayer money to Hong Kong to meet a younger woman he met online. But despite also resigning as Mr McCormack's assistant, he will remain in Parliament as a backbencher until the next election. Mr McCormack says the decision is in the best interests of taxpayers.
What we don't want right now is a very expensive by-election. We don't need that, and I'm sure taxpayers don't want that. Andrew will continue to represent the people of Mallee as a backbench member. We've got not that many weeks of Parliament left.
It comes as the President of the Nationals says a woman should be pre-selected to replace Mr Broad in the seat of Mallee. Larry Anthony has told Sky News the party's current Deputy Leader, Bridget McKenzie, could move from the Senate to stand for the lower house seat.
Bridget McKenzie is a very capable woman. She's our Deputy Leader. She's a Senator for Victoria. Now, that's a decision for Bridget. I haven't spoken to her about that. I know there are some other good female candidates, but ultimately it is a decision for the locals. I respect that, but I want to see more capable women in our party in the Parliament.
The search for a man swept out to sea during a surf rescue attempt at New South Wales' mid-north coast has been called off. Authorities ended the search about midday today at Moonee Beach near Coffs Harbour. The 28-year-old man was one of three men to wade into water on Monday to try to save three teenagers. None of the men emerged from the water alive. The teenagers, girls aged 13 and 17 and a 15-year-old boy, survived the incident and were taken to hospital. Lawyers for Melbourne-based refugee detained in Thailand are demanding Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton grant him emergency Australian citizenship. Hakeem Al-Arabi is facing deportation to his native Bahrain after being arrested in Bangkok over an incorrectly issued Interpol red notice. The 25-year-old Australian permanent resident fears he will be tortured if he's sent back to Bahrain. Refugees are not supposed to be issued with Interpol red notices requested by the country from which they have fled. Mr. Alabari's lawyers say Thailand could be in breach of international law if it proceeds with the extradition. The federal government is defending itself against claims by the New South Wales Energy Minister Don Harwin it's out of touch on energy and climate policy. Mr Harwin says the market and industry is looking for certainty on emissions, and as such the federal government needs to develop its energy policy. Federal Energy Minister Angus Taylor says he's concentrating on energy prices and supply. But opposition energy spokesman Mark Butler says a lack of policy will see Australia miss its international climate change and emissions obligations.
We are very, very focused on keeping prices down while we keep the lights on. We're confident we can do that. This COAG meeting is important in making sure we keep reliability in our electricity market. And we're looking forward to the meeting today. Thank you very much.
People with private health cover will see their premiums rise by an average of 3.25% next year under changes approved by the federal government. Health Minister Greg Hunt says the price rise for the 13 million Australians with private health insurance cover is the lowest since 2001 and will come into effect on the 1st of April. Thousands of people have been downgrading or dumping their private health cover after struggling with annual premium rises and growing cap payments. Premiums rose by just over 50% between 2010 and 2016 before climbing another 3.9% in 2017. Labor says if it wins the next federal election, it will restrict big health insurers to an annual premium rise of 2%. Let's check out tomorrow's weather now. Sunny in Perth and 32. The sun continues in Adelaide and 25. A shower or two in Melbourne, 24 degrees. Showers easing in Hobart, 18. In Canberra, showers as well, 32. In Wollongong, shower and a possible storm, 26 degrees. Sydney, much the same, 30. Similar again in Newcastle, 32. Mostly sunny in Brisbane and 33. In Cairns, partly cloudy and 34. And in Darwin, partly cloudy, also 34 degrees there. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.